Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Darrington. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Darrington. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson bunts towards the mound. Bird fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Sleater now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Keen reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Darrington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darrington strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Keene applying the tag. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Groth moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to third. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sleater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Groth scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive beyond third. Phillips can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Wilson moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Bill Fisher now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Sleater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sleater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sleater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Jim Bunning now pitching. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. Doby moves to third. It's 8-6, White Sox. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bunning. Torgerson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Keane hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-4 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch hits for Red Wilson. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Jim Hughes now pitching. Billy Heft pinch runs for Dave Philly. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Heft moves to third. It's 8-7, White Sox. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. Groth moves to third. It's White Sox, 8, Tigers, 8. Frank House pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Paul LaPomme now pitching. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Frank House. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The White Sox will come to bat. J.W. Porter now catching. Bob Shaw now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. One out. Paul LaPomme is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPomme hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. LaPomme moves to second. two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox is walked intentionally. Al Aber now pitching. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Earl Torgerson. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle pinch hits for Al Aber. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Groth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Tuttle moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.